Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to discuss baseball's great all-star debate, or is it really? A lot of people have opinions on Dodgers rookie Yasiel Puig. Does he belong in the all-star game? There's another question, does it really matter? But let's get our take, pro or con, on a rookie who has played 30-some games immediately becoming an all-star.
If that's what the people want, put him in, because the All-Star game has become so devalued now, it really doesn't matter a whole lot.
You know, it used to be you really had to earn that spot in an All-Star game. The lineups were small. The National League and the American League were separate. You didn't see any interaction between them. The game had meaning, and getting into that game was a significant thing. Now it's like, we're going to vote people in. We're going to add extras. The rosters are like 95 players on each side. You know, pretty much everybody who has a decent season gets invited. I think Puig should be there because the fans want him to be there. But I think there's way too many players in the All-Star game to start with.
Well, see, I'm with everybody. I would put him in because I don't care about baseball's All-Star game. I don't care even a little bit about baseball's All-Star game. Think about the criticisms that are leveled to the World Baseball Classic. There's pitch counts. It's early in the season. There's inconsistent rosters. It isn't quite the way baseball should be played. I will take the World Baseball Classic 100 times out of 100 over baseball's All-Star game because the people involved actually care. Some of them do, at least. Like, and baseball's All-Star game, we can criticize every All-Star game in every sport because there's always flaws. But to me, it's right there with hockey in that it just, it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. And
But it used to matter, and I'm not sure hockey's, as soon as they drop the Stanley Cup champion against an All-Star team, it hasn't mattered. But baseball mattered, and it should matter, because it's an individual sport within the confines of a team game.
The All-Star game should thank, Jonathan Papelbon for making the Yasiel Puig issue into a headline item, because otherwise, Bruce is right. Nobody cares. Nobody talks about the All-Star game. This is at least something to talk about, and I don't think it matters whether he's in the game or not, but the All-Star game is at least discussed because of a Cuban rookie Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder.
But I'm where Michael is. One time this did matter, and one time of all four sports, this was the one credible All-Star game. It was the one that meant something, and you got a chance.
What did it mean then?
Because you were a National League guy, or you were an American League guy.
It was a clash of civilizations, essentially, is what it was.
Which it still could be, but no, you can't sell it that way.
But it's not, because every day of the Major League season, there's an American League National League game.
And we've had a tie. And once you have a tie in the All-Star game, we really know it's an exhibition. As a kid, I used to stay up nights worrying about the National League outfield, because I was a National League guy, and I was a Hank Aaron guy, and you had Roberto Clemente in right field for the Pirates and Hank Aaron in right field for the Braves. Who was going to suffer the indignity of being played out of position in left field with Willie Mays in center? Do kids stay up at night worrying about this now?
They're worrying about whether Puig plays or not, if they're worried at all. But I think what's happened, and it's happened in basketball and it's happened in baseball, the day before means more than the day of. The home run derby and the contests involved and all the, you know, whether it's the slam dunk in basketball, that has superseded the game. My theory is you watch the player introductions, you get to see how the crowd reacts to people, then you see you can all go home now.
Well, what it's become, and as sports has become more popular, as it's become a global properties, as players have become brands and incredibly valuable assets, it's become, all of sports become a television production. Like, that's why sports exist to a great degree. That's where most of the money comes from, is television. What's happened with All-Star games is they are only that. Without the kind of the core of competition, of kind of the greatness that can happen in any game, in any sport, you lose that in an All-Star game. Because, again, the result doesn't matter. It's an exhibition. And once it becomes a pure television property, once it just becomes a facade, it's like a Hollywood backlot. That's really what it is at this point. Whereas sports in general, it's a big show, but there's something real in the middle of it.
Now, the silly thing to me about the Papelbon complaint, Yasiel Puig can hit. He might turn out to be a great player for 20 years. This is a great start. 50 hits in 30 games. Joe DiMaggio did it. Nobody's done it since this guy. But Jonathan Papelbon's Phillies are in the National League. Puig's Dodgers are in the National League. And Papelbon is complaining that a guy who might well help the National League win the game is on the team.
And get home field advantage for the World Series. Not that the Phillies have much to worry about.
It doesn't matter if you're Philadelphia.
No, but and any All-Star game, baseball All-Star game discussion requires me to give them the perfect solution to the lack of interest in the All-Star game. Play two of them. They used to do that. Yes. One in a National League city, one in an American League city, and total the runs and give the winning league its rule. DH or no DH, and everybody, every baseball fan would watch those two All-Star games, right? With a rooting interest like never before. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're a National League or American League fan. If you're a DH fan, you're rooting for the American League. And if you hate it, you're rooting for the National League. And I want to patent that and get some of the proceeds if they ever do it. And why wouldn't they do it?
They wouldn't, because they would never have that fight between those two things, which is
except we never thought ongoing. They would ever ascribe home field advantage in the World Series to something as silly as the All-Star game. And they did. But what this would be doubling down on that silliness. I don't think this is a great idea. I think I'm a scrap the DH guy anyway.
I'm
on a side.
Give me a better way of deciding, you know, which rule or no rule applies to both leagues.
Flip a coin.
That would be silly.
The very best day for the DH in baseball is the All-Star game, because you get guys into the game and you get them at bats that maybe you otherwise wouldn't have had under other circumstances.
All right, well, we've tried to drum up some interest in baseball's All-Star game, and that's all we can do. Now you can watch it or not watch it, as the case may be. And we'll be back with another podcast another time. Thanks for this time.